Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by going to YouTube channel there, become a member on locals.com. And, or a reminder, don't forget to check out my coffee, Ponchi's Coffee. I have my own coffee now, and it's amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Good. It's so good, it makes you want to holler above both your hands. It's amazing. I have with me Jim Renacci, and he is a businessman and politician who served in the U.S. Representative for Ohio's 16th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019. And he was also a two-term mayor of Wadsworth, Ohio. Jim, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on.
Well, Jesse, thank you for having me.
And so, because everything is so messed up right now in the country, let me first ask you about the weather there in Ohio. Are you guys digging your way out of all that snow that we're having there, that you're having there?
I tell you, Ohio got hit pretty hard, and we're getting dug out. But, yeah, we got a heck of a storm. I probably got 14 to 16 inches.
Wow. I was counseling with someone that lived there in Ohio. They just moved there from New York. And they're like, Jesse, it's so cold out here. They're moving back to New York. They would tell me how bad it is.
I don't know if there's much a difference between New York and Ohio. My son lives in New York, so both are cold.
And that's what I thought, too, man. I'm like, Ohio can't be any worse than New York. But I'm glad all is going well. It's kind of settling down now, right?
Yeah, everything's settling down.
Nice. So I want to ask you, how do you see the state of the country right now?
I do a lot of interviews, and I got to tell you, we got an upside-down country right now. It's crazy. We have MSNBC supporting Second Amendment gun rights. We have Republicans not supporting gun rights when it comes to peaceful protests. I mean, we have got a real mess out there, and it's interesting to watch.
What a mess. As you know, in Minnesota, they're having those attacks upon the ICE people who are trying to pick up the illegal aliens and send them back to their country, wherever they came from. And you have American citizens, allegedly American citizens, out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job. What do you think about that?
Look, again, that's why I said it's an upside down world. American citizens stepping in a way. We got a tremendous amount of ICE agents in, you know, Minneapolis, and they're trying to get rid of the bad guys, the criminals. At the same time, they are grabbing some people who probably shouldn't be grabbed, and I think that also causes this little bit of an upheaval as well.
But if those other people didn't get in the way, and the ICE people got support from the government there in Minnesota, they wouldn't be having this kind of issue.
Well, that I agree with you. And again, I think peaceful protests should be allowed no matter where you're at, but getting in the middle of confrontation is not the right way to get things accomplished on either side, that's for sure.
The protesters are not peaceful. They are getting in the way of the law doing his job. They are like, they should be all be arrested. I wish the president would call in the government and just haul them all in at one time, the protesters, and ship them off to some bay down there in Florida where they put the illegals. They should put them all in there because they're getting in the way of the government. This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy.
I agree with you. And that's why I said peaceful protest should be allowed.
Yeah.
When it gets into confrontational protest, that's not peaceful anymore.
Why is our president putting up with it at all? It should have been stopped a long time ago. Why do you think he's allowing it to happen at all?
A Look, politics gets in the way sometimes of doing the right thing. Our president realizes that we have an election this November coming up, and I think he understands that he needs to continue to do the work he's doing. And if we lose the House and Senate, especially the House, some of this work's going to stop. So I think he's trying to do it, and he's sending the right people out there. But at the same time, I think politics, as always, gets in the way when you're trying to get something done like this.
Yeah, I agree. I noticed that the Republicans, I don't think as much right now, but they try to get along with the Democrats. But when the Democrats are in control, they don't try to work with the Republicans at all. Why do the Republicans even tolerate the Democrats?
Well, look, one of the problems is we are a very divided country. There are not significant majorities in the House and Senate. When you're only sitting there with 2 or 3 seat majority, it's very difficult to get things done. And then you have to remember, and I served there, some of those members are in Democrat districts, and they got to be very cautious. They call themselves the majority makers, and in many ways, they are the majority makers. Without those 8 or 9 or 15 or 20, depending on what the number is, of members have won in districts that were won by Kamala Harris, we wouldn't have a majority. So that's why it's not as easy when you look at it from them to just go along with everything, because for them to get reelected, they've got to represent their district. And I think that always becomes part of the issue when you're in Washington, D.C.
Which is most important to politicians, to do the right, be right and do the right thing, or to be reelected?
Well, look, what's interesting is I served for 8 years, and I was always one who did the right thing. And but there are a lot of people that want to get reelected. I didn't really care if I got reelected. I think the best representatives are those that don't really care if they get reelected. They do the right thing. They let the results occur. I mean, I went into a district that was leaning Democrat. And quite frankly, I did the right thing. And my last election, I think I got 65% of the vote in that district.
Yeah.
So I think if you do the right thing, you explain to people, you let them know why you're doing it, you get more support than you really think you can get.
Yeah. That's what Donald Trump have done in the past and now. He's always tried to do the right thing, and the people were able to see that he was trying to do right, and the other politicians, especially the Democrats, were doing wrong. And I think I know that's why the president was elected. Because we want someone to do the right thing, to be right and do right.
100% agree. The biggest problem in Washington is politics gets in the way.
Yeah, what a mess. So you are a conservative Republican, right?
I'm a Christian conservative constitutional Republican. I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican and a MAGA Republican. So I wear a number of hats.
Jim, you were a businessman before you became a politician. Which is easier, being a businessman or a politician?
Well, it's funny you ask that question because one of the reasons I left politics is because being a businessman was more fulfilling to me. You get up every day, you have responsibilities, you want to get things done, you work to get things done, you don't leave until they're done. That's the business world.
Yeah.
In Washington, you come and go and nothing gets accomplished half the time, and you wonder why you're wasting your time there. And it's really frustrating. So for the business world was great for me because I was able to get things accomplished, set priorities, and get things done.
Right on. So, will you ever get back into politics again? Or are you done with it?
Jesse, I found out that I can get more accomplished outside. I can get more accomplished by talking to people. When you're inside, first off, the problem is when you're inside, you got to speak within a bubble. You can only talk as the bubble allows you to talk because nobody wants you to get outside of that bubble. I can get so much more accomplished outside the bubble, talking about facts, issues, and trying to get people to understand what we need to do to really move this country forward.
Amazing. When You said that you are a Ronald Reagan Republican and a MAGA Republican. Who is better at their job, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, or Ronald Reagan?
Look, I think both have been great at their jobs. Ronald Reagan, what I loved about him was conservative way of getting things accomplished. Donald Trump, President Trump, came in at a much different time. He came in when things had to be broken and rebuilt. So I think they both have found their place in history.
Right on. I blame Ronald Reagan for amnesty because he brought it in and it never stopped. What do you think about that?
Look, I blame our Congress for most of this. I mean, one of the things that was frustrating for me is you got to remember, we could change all those rules. We can change what's going on at the border, but we have to have a Congress that changes the law. And until we do that, we're always going to have opportunities for people to come to the border and say, I want asylum.
Yeah.
And because our law says you grant asylum, you let them in. And some presidents let anybody in, which is what we found with President Biden. And some presidents like Donald Trump are saying, wait a minute, we're not just going to let everyone in. Let's rewrite the law and make it work for the best interests of our country.
But why did Ronald Reagan even initiate amnesty? Because had he not, because once you give people something, it's difficult to take it back. Why did he even start amnesty? Maybe we wouldn't have to deal with it had he not okayed it at the beginning.
Well, look, one of the things we really do need in our country is a workforce. My grandparents came from other countries. I think a solid workforce of legal immigrants is important.
Right.
And I think we need to be able to make sure there's a balance there, but it's got to be done in a legal fashion. Right now, we don't have enough workers for a lot of jobs. And I think until we come up with the solution of how we allow legal immigration and a process to be fixed, we're always going to have these problems. And that's why I say it deals with Congress, because Congress allowed what Ronald Reagan was pushing for while he was president. Congress could have very easily stopped that.
But we had the front door. They can come in through the front door. We've always had that. Why didn't Ronald Reagan just use that instead of the back door?
Look, there's a lot of problems with our current system. It needs to be adjusted. We need to fix it. It takes too long. We don't get the proper solutions when we're looking for them. Just a lot of issues that I think, I can't speak for Ronald Reagan. He's long gone.
Right.
But I think in the end, he was trying to make sure we had the immigration system we need by pushing amnesty. That doesn't say I agree with it, but there are some things President Trump's doing today that I don't agree with either. And as Ronald Reagan said, if you can agree with somebody 85% of the time, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. Are you able to tell me one thing that you don't agree with the Great White Hope about?
Yeah, I'm not a tariff guy. When I was in Congress, I actually met with the president multiple times. I just believe the tariffs are a hidden tax. I think they should be used when necessary for negotiations. But I think just using them across the board and throwing a 45% tax here and a 25% and a 10% across all these countries, we end up paying for it. And I really believe that I'm a free market Republican, and I believe tariffs get in that way. Now, I will also admit that some other countries have done us wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just don't believe that tariffs should be used as a wide net to try and make changes, because in the end, we're paying for it. Now, if you want to make a consumption tax, which is really what the tariff is, it's a tax on consumer goods that we acquire, and you want to pass that tax, I'd be okay with talking about that.
I don't quite understand how tariffs worked, but I'm under the impression that it made other countries who are unwilling to work with us, it made them work with us by buying our products and things like that. It brings jobs into the country. It really opened up a lot of manufacturing businesses and things like that. Is that how tariffs work? It makes other countries work with us?
Well, you can use tariffs to make them work with us, but the problem is, and I'll give you a perfect example, okay. The automotive industry. 25 years ago, the automotive industry decided that the best way to build a vehicle was in the North American automobile, so that some things were done in Mexico, some things were done in Canada, some things were done in the United States. They designed plants, they designed manufacturing, they designed all of that so that it would be done working together between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Now, if you wanted to bring it all back, it's probably going to take 15, 20 years. And while you're waiting, you're sending you're saying, well, we're going to tariff anything that comes in from Mexico or anything that comes in from Canada because we want all the manufacturing done here.
Right.
Well, while we're waiting for that to occur, we're paying for it. I just went and looked at a new car the other day, and I said, you know what? I'm going to keep my current car because new car costs have gone through the roof, and a lot of it has to do with tariffs.
But is that because the Democrats were in control for so long and they were so weak and pathetic that they allowed the other countries to manipulate our country and use us? And so now this president is trying to put everything back in order. And it's difficult because it has been a long time since we've been in control. And so he seemed to be doing the right thing, but it's taken long because everything was so screwed up.
Well, it's going to take longer no matter who's in control because the system has changed over 25 years. The system can't be reversed in 25 days. So I think that's the real problem. And the one thing I always say, Jesse, go back to 2017, 18, 19, and 2020, before the pandemic, and we were booming as a country, and the tariffs were out there. The countries were putting tariffs on us, but we were still booming. I think the answer always is let the fair market system work and try and work the system as best you can to the benefit of the American people. When you put a tariff on, you're basically saying, hey, Americans, all that stuff you buy at Walmart or Target or all these stores where 75% of it's coming from somewhere other than America, you're going to pay for it. And that's the real issue. Now the alternative is, well, you make these manufacturing plants come back to the United States. Again, we're talking 5, 10, 15, 20 years. President Trump will be out of office before most of this manufacturing would ever come rolling back in. And who's to say the next president's going to agree with the tariffs? Which, again, means who pays the bill? We do.
That's why we have to make sure we vote in someone that Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, is working with already. Because you're right, if we should get another Democrat in, or we write a Republican, is this going to go back to the same thing or even worse?
You're absolutely right. And one of the problems we have in our country right now is the pendulum swings a lot faster back.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's face it, we went from Donald Trump to Joe Biden, back to Donald Trump. And if the election was held today, one thing I do is a lot of statistics, and I follow polls, and we do a lot of internal polling. You know, if the election was held today, we probably lose the House. We have a chance of losing the Senate. And if the president was up, if this was a presidential election year, we probably could lose the presidency, too. And it's not because Donald Trump isn't doing a great job. It's because the perception, the cost of groceries, the things that are hurting the middle class aren't being fixed. And if I was advising President Trump today, I would tell him, you We have to get back on the, how do we bring grocery prices down for the American people, that middle class that's spending every bit of their paycheck on gas, on utilities, and on groceries, because they're not making ends meet, and that's a real issue for them. And that's a big group of people that vote every year.
But why don't, what's wrong with the American people in that they don't know that this happened under the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, and it was so bad under them that it takes time to bring things back to order? Why don't the American people realize that? What's wrong with the people?
I think that, look, the American people always think with their pocketbook, and, you know, you can't blame them. When they're struggling to make ends meet, when they're struggling to pay the grocery bills, they just want things changed. And that's why I said it swings so rapidly now.
But
we don't go 8 or 9 or 10 years.
They know it happened under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and they know that it takes time to bring it into order, and the president working desperately to do that. What's wrong with the people that they all seem to be retarded?
Well, here's, again, if you're barely making ends meet, you just want something changed. And I, and you and I both have to agree. I mean, that's the real issue for these people. They can't make ends meet. They can't pay their bills. Their utility bills are going up. Their grocery bills are going up. And that's the real issue for them.
But that's not Trump's fault. Why would they want to go back to the same old thing, or even worse, knowing that if the Democrats get in, that's what's going to happen? It's going to go back to the same old thing, and it's going to get worse. What's wrong with the people that they would go back to worse?
Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump said when he was campaigning in 2024 that I'm going to bring grocery prices down.
Right.
And they believed him. And independents overwhelmingly voted for him. Republicans voted for him. Democrats voted for him. He said that he was going to do that, and that's what they're looking for. We can call it short-sightedness, but in the end, that's what they want, and that's where they're going to make their decisions. I forget which president said it. I think it was President Clinton. Hey, it's the economy, stupid. And that's what really drives the American voter.
Well, I hope that you're wrong in that come November that they would go back to the Democrats, because they haven't seen pain. Wait until they go back to the Democratic Party. They will see real pain. And who would they blame then? Let me ask you, what's the difference between a Republican and a conservative? What's the difference?
Well, my biggest issue, and that's why I call myself what I would call the purest of a conservative, is I think spending has to be under control. And we don't have a lot of conservatives in Washington anymore. It's one of the reasons why our debt has skyrocketed. I ran in 2009 and 2010 that we had to get our debt under control. At that time, it was $9 trillion. Today, it's $38 trillion, and nobody seems to care.
Except Donald Trump.
Well, look, I love President Trump, but I would also tell you, we're spending a lot of money right now, too, and we got to figure out how to bring this expense down. I mean, we just added $1.5 trillion he wants $1.5 trillion for the military. We just added increased ICE expense to $1.3 trillion. There's just not that much money coming in. And when you start to add that all up, and you got Social Security, Medicare, I mean, we're increasing the deficit even this year under Donald Trump. And we're not doing it right now. We are not bringing our deficits down.
Which is most important, to spend money on building up the military, reconstruction the country, or paying for out-of-wedlock children, illegal aliens, these women that want to go to work, and then make us pay for their babysitting service? Which is best and the right way to do it, to spend money? On a strong military, on bringing jobs back, or spending money on these losers who want you to take care of them, the homeless and all those people?
Well, look, I do believe in a safety net, and I do believe there are some people that have issues. I don't believe everybody has these issues, but there should be a safety net. At the same time, we probably bring in $4.5 trillion in the Treasury, which is a record amount, but we spend most of it on Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and interest.
But that's a Democrat and a right over Republican.
Wait a minute. I'm not disagreeing with you. Those are Democrat programs.
Yeah.
But Republicans have not agreed to fix them.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's the problem right there.
So which is most important to spend money on? Building the military or taking care of these folks' children that they don't want to take care of because they're ready to go to work? Which is the right way?
Look, I think if you go back to what our forefathers and our founders wanted, the federal government should be doing very few things. It should be maintaining a military, which is what you and I are just talking about. It should be making sure interstate commerce works.
Yeah.
It should be making sure roads and bridges that cover interstates are being taken care of. It should be making sure the mail system works. And that's it.
Right.
We shouldn't be involved in all these other things, but we have gotten to that point where it's there and nobody seems to want to fix it.
And Donald Trump should end it all and make the people take care of themselves for a change, right?
Well, look, I think if Donald Trump came out and said, we're going to look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and we're going to make sure that only those people that paid in get the money, and if he would do all those things, I'd be 100% in agreement with you.
Right on.
That's where we need to be.
Absolutely. So because of time, what's the difference between a Republican and a conservative? You didn't tell me the difference between the two.
Well, there's a problem there because you have all variations of Republican. What I'm saying is a conservative is somebody who believes in less government, less spending, less taxes, believes in the First Amendment, believes in the Second Amendment, and at the same time understands that we have to live within our means. That's a true conservative.
Okay. So let me ask, and I want to ask this and get it out of the way because someone asked me to ask you this. You were a businessman before you became a politician. Now you're a businessman again. What is the secret to success in business?
Now, secret to success in business, I've said this time and time again, and I do some business seminars, is number one, to put good people around you, not yes people, people that actually understand what's going on the ground and are willing to confront you, which I used to say, at one point in time, Jesse, I ran 60 businesses. I employed over 4,000 people.
Amazing.
I didn't do it on my own. If it wasn't for the people, the good people around me, I would have not have been able to accomplish what I accomplished. But you got to be a better listener than a talker, and you got to be willing to make sure that you make ends meet. You can't spend more than you bring in.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to profess as a business guy. I still do. My success wasn't taking over bad situations and turning them around. And Jesse, the number one issue was most of the bad situations, they were spending more than they were bringing in and they weren't sure how to bring in more.
Right on. When you were in office, how did you, as a white man, how did you handle the attacks from the black politicians, liberal white ones, calling you a racist? Because they always use the word racism when they want to take advantage of the white people, cause them to be afraid. When you were called racist, how did you handle that?
Well, I got to tell you, I had a lot of friends. I had friends on both sides of the aisle. I never really got called those names. That doesn't mean I agreed with them. That meant that I respected their opinion, even though I disagreed with them. Jesse, when I first got to Washington, I'll never forget, I was a business guy. I'm thinking, how did I get here? And then I looked around at the many of the people that were there and thought, how did they get here?
Yeah.
Because the problem is we elect likable people, we don't elect competent people in many cases. And that's a real issue. Again, one of the reasons why I left Washington. So, look, I believe you got to listen, even to those who sometimes want to call you a name, but that doesn't mean you return fire. That you may never talk to them again, but you can respect and disrespect in the same way. And I thought I was able to do that very well. So, and the other thing I would tell you about being to be able to survive in politics, you got to let some of that stuff just roll right over your shoulders.
Right. Amazing. What do you think about people like Jasmine Cricket and Matt, the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, and all those black politicians who are losers, really, and they use the word racism because they want to stay in power, so they make the blacks believe by saying, this is racist, this is racist, this white man is that. What do you think about Jasmine Cricket and the Wicked Witch of the West and others who have used that as a way to stay in office for themselves? What do you think about Jasmine Cricket?
Well, I have not served with her, so I don't know her personally. I did serve with Maxine Waters. And look, here's the one thing about politics. It's all about the number of votes you get. They use what they believe is necessary to get reelected. And Maxine Waters has gotten reelected a lot of times.
100 years.
Too many years.
Yeah.
Too many years. But he's been reelected. Now, Jasmine Crockett doesn't look like she likes Congress. So she's moving on to the Senate. She's probably going to get defeated in the Senate, and she'll be gone. But yeah, she uses her speaking ability in a way that, again, it's probably one of the reasons why she's not going to be there in the next year or so.
She sounds more like a soul sister than a decent politician. Am I right?
Well, I got a lot of friends who are soul sisters, so I can't complain about that either. But they're not in politics. I would agree with you.
Right. What's wrong with the blacks?
Look, I think everybody struggles within their own circle to try and not only defend their situation, but promote themselves. And again, I don't like to nitpick on the African American, because there's just as many on the Caucasian white side that are just as bad too. And I'm not saying they're in politics, but you run into different people around this country. That's one of the things that makes our country great. We have a vast majority of different people. One of the things I say about Congress all the time, if I thought I was right, there were 434 other people that believed they were right at the same time. That's what's amazing about Congress, which is why you don't get much accomplished there.
But you do admit that there is something wrong with the blacks. Not all, but more. 100 years later, they're still begging and blaming. They're saying they can't make it because of racism and the white man. When would enough be enough of those blacks that they'll start thinking and doing for themselves again?
Again, I don't zero in on the blacks. There's a lot of people out there that think they deserve something.
But the blacks got it bad.
Well, I've seen all spectrums across this country, including the illegals, including some people that are of different color. It doesn't matter. What we really should be doing is working toward a country that looks back at our grandparents and how they were so proud to be here and work toward a better country. Because you're always going to have all variations of people who think they deserve more, believe they were, you know, that they weren't given the opportunities. At the same time, this country gives anybody the opportunity if they work hard and do the right things.
Do you believe racism exists?
I personally don't believe in my world that racism exists. But look, I grew up in a high school where, you know, we were 50, there was 50% black and 50% white. And I didn't even know that racism existed.
It doesn't. It's a made up word that made up by the so-called civil rights leaders because they wanted to control the blacks. When they would use racism, when they do use that word, do you correct them? Hey, racism doesn't exist. That's a lie. Do you tell them that?
Well, as I told you, Jesse, some people believe it. Some people believe it does.
Yeah.
Some people believe it doesn't. And the best way to get in a discussion with somebody who does believe it is to ask them to prove to me where, why, and what happened.
Absolutely.
You know, turn it back on that individual and find out why they believe it does exist, and show me examples.
There is a genocide upon white people. We already see the proof in Africa, South Africa, where the blacks have taken over there. It's a mess, and they're attacking the white people on their farmlands and everything, even though the whites are giving up everything. And then we see it happen in Great Britain and Europe. It has now happened. The genocide is now happening to white people. They're knocked out. They're robbed. They're constantly accused of being so-called racism. They're beat up. They're having gasoline thrown on them on the train or stabbed in the neck. What should be done about the genocide on white people in America?
Well, look, everything you've talked about happens. My son works in New York City. Some of that stuff happens on the subways, and it's not black and white. It's white, white. I mean, at the same time, I think we're always going to have problems. There's always going to be issues. And what we have to do is convince people that America is still the greatest place in the world and try and get. Now, I know that's not easy, and a lot of it's parental. And a lot of our problems in society are because of the parenting that has occurred over the years. You know, children follow their parents. They follow their parents' leads. I did work in the inner cities of Cleveland. I found out that many of these individuals had a father that was in prison, a mother that was on the street. So they follow that pattern. The mother was on Medicaid. They follow the Medicaid pattern. We have to break that chain. We have to break that and move things forward. That's the only way we're going to ever fix things in this country.
I know that, but they've also, and you're right, it does start at home. But also, they've been told as little kids and growing up and in school and everywhere that the white man is the problem. The politicians are using it. The schools are using it. Everything is blamed on the white man. And so these people, when they are high and out of their head, they're crazy. And they see white people, they're just attacking the white people because they've been brainwashed to believe that. So what should be done with the about the genocide upon white people in America? How should we alert them, or how should we end this before we end up like South Africa?
Well, as I told you, everything's got to start at the home. The family's got to be an important unit. The family unit has to be made more important in our country. We have to eliminate programs that actually support the non-family institution of a mother and father not even living together, because you can make more money this direction or that direction from the system, from the social systems. All of this starts at home. But at the same time, we got to get these government programs away. We talked about that earlier. All of this can be done, but it's going to take some time.
Do you see the genocide upon whites in America? Do you see that happening as I do and other people are seeing it? And do you see it, and are you shocked by it? Are you afraid of what is happening and that's going to get worse? Do you see the genocide?
I told you, I see an upside down world right now.
How about the genocide upon the white?
I don't see it in the way you're talking about it. I see it in more of the civil unrest, all of the issues that we know are going on a regular basis.
So you don't see the, how about the train incident where the white people have been stabbed and set on fire, beat up and robbed and knocked out in the streets. Does that concern you that it's done by blacks?
Well, look, as I've said, I've seen it done by blacks, whites. I've seen
a lot of
this.
Well, how about with the blacks doing it to the whites? Does that concern you?
Look, I think any violence should concern anybody in this country, no matter where it's coming from.
How about the blacks doing it to the whites? Does that concern you?
Look, I think anybody that causes violence in our country and violence on the street, that's one of the things we have to fix.
One other question about that. Knowing that it's out of control with the attack upon white people, does that concern you to know that it's the whites in their own country that are being attacked and killed and robbed and raped and murdered and home break-ins? Does that concern you to see that genocide happening to white people?
I'm going to continue to answer that question the same way. I think any attack on any human being is a problem, whether they're white, black, Asian, whatever. This is not the country we have and not the country we should be living in.
And it's not the country that I grew up in. I grew up in Alabama. This wasn't happening before the Civil Rights Movement. Do you agree with me that one of the worst things that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, was the Civil Rights Movement?
Well, look, I can't agree with you there, because I do think the Civil Rights Movement brought some good things to our country.
Like what? One quick example of a good thing.
Well, I've never been a believer that every man and woman is created equal, and I think we should always believe that and continue to believe that.
But that was happening before the Civil Rights Movement came about. I grew up in Alabama under the Jim Crow law. My parents and their parents and I worked the plantation, but black people and white people treated each other the way that they would like to be treated. It wasn't about color. But once the Civil Rights Movement came along, it just went into a color thing, forced integration, forced white people to do everything, and things have only gotten worse and not better. We were better off being segregated, and we would come together when we wanted to, not by force. So that is the worst thing that ever happened to the black. Can you name me one thing that happened that is good for America as a result of the so-called Civil Rights Movement?
Well, look, I don't think there should have ever been black or white bathrooms. I don't think there should have ever been black.
No, I'm talking about what would happen as what good thing, because nobody had a problem with that. I remember the black and white bathroom. We went to the water fountain, fine. That would have changed naturally.
I have to disagree with you there. I just meant every human being, whether they're woman, whether they're man, whether they're white, whether they're black, whether they're Asian, we should all have the equal rights granted to us by God.
Amazing. The Jewish people are saying that they're having another anti-Semitism things happening to them around the world. Do you agree or disagree that anti-Semitism is real, or is that a part of the Jewish people imagination?
Well, look, I do think some of it's real, but at the same time, I think everybody, I'm going to keep going back, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim, now everybody should be at least treated like a human being. We can disagree. We can disagree on our religions. We can disagree on what our beliefs are. But at the same time, human beings should be treated fairly and equally.
What is the difference between human rights and civil rights?
Look, I think human rights and civil rights are tied very closely together.
And there's no difference between the two?
I think there are some differences, but we're really talking about rights. Remember, all we're doing is, it's still rights, whether it's human rights, civil rights. It's the right of an American, if we're talking about America. It's the rights of Americans, which, again, we should not discriminate against those rights. We should make sure that people are treated just like the Constitution says. All are created equal. And I think that's got to be the most important thing going forward.
Give me one quick example of a civil right.
Well, I gave you one already. I mean, again, I think if you look back over the time when, you know, the African American was not allowed to use the bathroom of a Caucasian, that's just not right. That wasn't right. And I'm glad to see that that was corrected.
But why didn't we have a problem with that when it was happening? It was like that. And before the so-called civil rights movement started, Black people never had a problem with that. They used the bathroom, they drank the water, they dealt with life, and the white people were doing the same thing. Why did all of a sudden it become a big deal that we needed a civil rights movement?
Well, again, it did become a big deal, and there were people that were not happy, and they made that decision to want to make some things change.
You mean people like Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those guys?
Well, I think them, but even women not being able to vote, all of these issues were people not being treated fairly. And I think, again, we have a great country that with a constitution that says all men should be created equal.
Do you agree that Martin Luther King Jr. was a socialist?
I think Martin Luther King was a Republican.
But
I mean,
he ended up becoming
a
socialist Democrat. Do you agree with that?
I can't even answer that because I don't know if I don't know what his positions or policy was. I do know he was a great speaker who spoke on behalf of civil rights and human rights.
But the devil speak well, too, but he's still the enemy.
Well, again, but the one thing I think we can agree on is we have a constitution and we should stand by it.
Right.
All men and women are created equal. God believes that. I'm a Christian. I truly believe in that philosophy.
So you are a Roman Catholic, right?
I'm a Roman Catholic.
And what's a Roman Catholic? Catholic, what is that?
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian that believes in God, believes in Jesus, believes that, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, crucified for our sins. I believe all that.
Why do you need a pope?
Well, because in the Bible, Jesus believed that there needed to be some leader to move the Christian religion forward, and the Pope became that person. And Paul was the first Pope, and it just became passed on.
Oh, I see. But Jesus had nothing to do with religion, and he taught us to let no man teach you, no human being teach you, but we have a teacher within. And so Christ never started the church. Paul and the human being started. But Christ never had, or God, never had anything to do with religion. That's why religious people are unhappy, lost, angry, insecure, and everything. Why would anyone want to get involved with religion when it had nothing to do with God?
Again, I think religion does have a lot to do with God. And I think religion, without faith in God and Jesus, we would be a terrible society and world. So
if we were terrible and religion is a mess, all form of religion is a mess. It's not working.
Well, it depends. I mean, I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
But the Catholic people believe in Mother Mary. They worship Mary. They worship all these things they put on the walls. They worship a pope who is a liberal, by the way. They don't tend to think for themselves. How is that working?
Again, I think the Christian faith, the Catholic faith, is the beginning faith. A lot of faiths have broken off of the Catholic faith. But at the same time, everybody, as long as you believe in God, as long as you believe in a spiritual being, as long as you believe in that creator, I think, and as long as you believe that, we came from that, I think it's important. I mean, I do think Christian values are important. Our country was founded on Christian values. And it's something we should maintain as part of our country, of our government,
But it's
all
not
of those
working.
things. Well, it's not working because of bad people, and there are always going to be bad people in
But the
any.
religious people are the bad people.
Well, there are, again, one thing, Jesse, you make a lot of statements that that I can't confirm because, yeah, there are some bad people, but there's bad people who are non-religious, bad people who are religious, bad people who don't even know that Jesus Christ existed. I mean, bad people have come from all walks of life.
Do you love white people?
Look, I love every human being out there. I truly believe that we're blessed to be on this earth. And I, you know, I wish the best for everybody. But I also believe everybody needs to work hard and do the right things if they believe they're going to be successful. They can't have their hands out asking for things, but they can have their hands out asking for opportunities. And I think that's the real key.
And so, do you love white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
I love all people. I mean, I don't categorize between white, black. I mean, I love all people.
And do you love white people?
White people would be part of all people.
But I didn't ask about all. I asked about white.
Well, again, I said all, so that includes white.
But I didn't ask about all. What the? I'm black and slow, but sometimes I hear myself asking a question, and I'm just asking, do you love white people?
I love white people. I love black people. I love Asian people. I love everybody in this country that wants to do the right thing and move our country forward.
Amazing. So let me ask, were women created by God to lead or to follow?
The question is, are women created by God?
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Women.
Yeah.
I think we get back to our Constitution, and that means all men and women are created equal. So the answer is, under our Constitution, yes, men and women can lead, can be good leaders, and in many cases could be better leaders than men, depending on their background and their experience.
But being a Roman Catholic, that means that you really have a relationship with God. Did God create women to lead or to follow? Not the Constitution, but God. Did God create women to lead or to follow?
Well, if you go back to the Bible, God created Adam and Eve to come together in a way to move our country and to move the human race forward.
But were they created to lead? Do you believe in the order of God? God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children? Do you believe in that order that was created by God?
I believe that Adam and Eve, man and women, coexist. They oversee their children. The family unit is important, and they should be guided with Christian values to move their lives forward.
But do you believe in the order of God that man is over woman as Christ is over man? Do you agree with God on that?
Eve, if the Bible, as the Bible says, was made from man, but I don't believe that that made man superior to the woman at that time.
So was God lying when he said that the man is over the woman?
I think God was speaking in the sense that man was protecting the woman, and that's how we move forward in faith.
So then why did God say to the man, every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer? And I noticed that every time you listen to the woman, even your own mama, you suffer. Why would God warn the man, every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer?
Look, I'm not sure that not listening to my mother would have been a problem. I love my mother, and I think she told me a lot of good things, and she taught me a lot of good things as well.
But God said not to listen to it because you will suffer. Being a Roman Catholic, why would you go against God?
believe that I support the Christian values. And
No,
again,
but I'm asking you, why would you go against God as a Roman Catholic?
I don't believe I'm going against God. I
but
believe
he
in the
said
end.
It.
Well, we interpret the Bible different. You and I right now.
Well,
I
I'm
mean,
telling you exactly what he said. I'm not making up anything. It's in the Word.
Well, it's the interpretation of the words, and I think that's always key.
Amazing. Would you ever follow a woman?
Well, look, if a woman is elected president of the United States someday, which it will happen, maybe not in my lifetime, maybe in my
You better
lifetime.
pray it doesn't.
Look,
Would you
we
ever
have a
follow a
lot.
woman?
We have a lot of strong women leaders.
No such thing as a strong woman, just weak men. Women are not strong. Men are weak, and they call women strong. Weak men always call women strong because they're weak. Isn't that true?
Well, I don't think so, because then that would be calling me weak, and I believe I'm a victim.
Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Are you married?
I am married.
Does your wife obey you?
I think we work. Look, we've been married for 44 years, so I think we work very closely together. And I think that
Does she
not too
obey
many
you?
people can say they've been married this long.
Does she obey you?
Well, look, she's always going to do what's necessary to provide and move our family unit together.
But does she
And
obey
do
you?
I listen to her on occasion? Do I listen to her? Sure.
Do you
and
obey
she
your
listens
wife?
To me. We work together.
Do you obey your wife?
I don't know if obey is the right word. We mutually work together is probably the best way.
One other quick question about that. Is it true that man came from God and the woman came from the man? Is that true?
That's the way the Bible presents it.
And so then why don't you love the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, since the woman is under the man as the man is under Christ? Why don't you obey that and love that?
Because I think in a Christian society, we're all created equal.
But that's not what God said.
Well, that's your interpretation over my interpretation, but that's okay.
As a Roman Catholic, do you worship Mary?
No, as a Roman Catholic, what I do is I honor and respect Mary. I pray to Mary in the hopes that she'll intervene when necessary after my passing.
But that's not
going
to happen. Christ didn't even listen to Mary. Why would you be praying to her?
Well, I think Mary is an important person.
Not at
in
all.
The Christian religion.
She just Christ mama.
And,
that's it, buddy. He even told Mary, Mary, go sit down. I'm worshiping God. I'm doing God work. Why are you so nosy in my business? Isn't that true?
No, it's not. I don't think that's true, but that's all right. You and I interpret things different, and that's okay. That's what makes the world go round.
So,
see, that's why I told you I got along with a lot of people in Congress, because interpretations can always be different.
So you would follow and obey a woman?
No, I didn't say that. I say that we work together, and I'll give you an example. If, now this didn't happen, but if in my employment the woman was my supervisor, of course I'd follow my supervisor. I just didn't ever have that experience because I owned and operated all of my companies.
Good for you, man. But you need to be the same way with your wife. Don't be following your wife. You're going to suffer every time you listen to her.
I should have her. I should have my wife on this. She'd probably tell you different.
Do you have perfect peace?
Do I have what?
Do you have perfect peace?
I try as hard as I can could come to perfect peace. It doesn't always exist, but absolutely.
Do you want perfect peace?
Well, I'd love to see perfect peace across our country. I'd love to see the opportunity.
I know, but do you personally want it? Do you want it? Do you want it for yourself? Do you want it?
Oh, I think having peace of heart, peace of mind, absolutely.
So then you got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image, turning you away from your earthly father, and God will forgive you when you forgive her, and he will give you perfect peace.
I'm hoping that God is watching over me every day of the year and understands the concepts that you and I just talked about in my beliefs.
Are you willing
and allows me someday to enter heaven because of that.
Are you willing to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image, which is evil?
I think if my mother was here, she'd tell you different, too.
Because women won't admit that they're wrong.
Well,
the hardest thing on the planet for a woman to do is to admit that she's wrong. And the reason for that is God is the man's God and Satan is the woman's God.
Yeah, there's a lot of men on this earth that won't admit they're wrong either. So, again,
because they have their mother's spirit, which is evil. That's why we must forgive and be born of the Father. Isn't that true?
No, I think our interpretations are different, but that's okay.
One other quick yes or no, because of time now. Do you create your own thoughts?
Sometimes I do, but like I told you, my success came from listening to other people too, and your thoughts change when you listen.
And so sometimes you create your own thoughts?
Well, sometimes if nobody else is around, you create your own thoughts, sure.
Tell me, give me one quick way of how you create a thought.
I mean, sometimes you just sit there and think about a plan or a project, and you create the thought that how you're going to master and fix that project.
Well, that's a practical thought. I meant a psychological, emotional thought as to how to live and how to be. Do you create those thoughts?
Well, I think how to live and how to be, I've always said, is based on my Christian and Catholic background. So those thoughts are really created based on my background.
Amazing. You do know that God said that our thoughts are not our own and that they are not his and that we should not obey a thought because they're evil. You agree with that?
I disagree. I don't think all thoughts are evil.
Yeah, all psychological, emotional thoughts are evil. Because they're from Satan. They're not of God.
Different interpretations, but we just interpret things different.
Was it a mistake to allow women to vote?
Well, absolutely not. But
things only got worse because they are so emotional and they live in their imagination and they always vote for the wrong thing. Look at the country now. They always vote for the wrong thing.
I think women would disagree with you, but that's okay. And I think
how about
they
you?
Have the right
do you
to
disagree
vote.
With me?
Do I'm sorry.
Do you disagree with me with that
absolutely.
Women always vote emotionally because they're so mental?
No, I think I think you're painting a brush across women, which is not fair because. Yeah, sure. Some women vote emotionally. Some men vote emotionally.
Because they like their mama. That's why.
Boy.
Isn't it true?
You and I would have a, we could have a conversation for hours because interpretation is interesting as well.
Do you agree or disagree that Mondami should be the mayor of the United States, New York, knowing that he is a Muslim and Muslims hate Christians and Jews, they think we're infidels worthy of death. If it wasn't for women voting in New York for Mondami, would he be the mayor of the country, of the city?
Well, here's what I do believe. He was elected in a free and fair election, and therefore he is the elected
we
mayor.
We know that, but if the women in New York City had not voted for him, would he be the mayor today?
Well, I don't know if it's women over men. I do believe it was people
It were more liberal, white, educated women who voted my dummy in.
So we were actually doing polling in that area in support of against Mamdani. And what we found was people voted for Mamdani because they wanted a change.
The women did,
They wanted an outsider.
And
they wanted somebody different. That was the predominant reason they voted for him.
No, because women are emotional and psychologically lost, and they voted for him. But should we have a Muslim running our cities or state or country?
As long as that individual is free and fairly elected by the people they represent, the answer is yes.
Even though they think that we're the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan, they still should be running our country.
Well, I wouldn't support it, but again, I'm not the ones electing. And if I had my vote, I would vote no. But, you know, in a free and fair election, in our system, a democracy, a republic that we have in this country, he won the election. And if people don't show up, it's their own fault, too. Many times elections are won or lost because people don't show up. We talked about November of 2026, and you said to me, boy, I hope that people don't vote for Democrats. What's going to happen if the Democrats win is Republicans aren't going to vote for anybody. They're not going to show up. And that's going to be the real key.
What a mess. So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat. I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Go ahead.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
A man is a human being with men's sexual organs, as we would say.
Which is worse, slavery or abortion?
I think they're both. I think they're both bad.
But which is worse?
You know, again, those two are. I don't think we should have slavery or abortion. So I can't take one over the other.
When I become president, I plan to ban all computers. Would you vote for me?
Well, probably not a bad idea as long as you're banning social media.
Do we need more white babies?
I think we need more Christian babies.
How about white babies?
I think we need Christian babies. I don't care whether they're white, black, Asian. I think we need Christian babies.
I started White History Month. July for the last 8 years or so is White History Month. It's coming up again. Will you celebrate White History Month with us?
I celebrate White History Month every month of the year.
So will you celebrate White History Month with us in July? This is how
I celebrate White History Month, Black History Month. I celebrate them all.
Do you have white privilege?
I don't believe so.
I'm sorry?
I do not believe so.
What is love?
Well, love's an emotion. It's an emotion. It's an emotional attachment to somebody.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No. And if I did, I'd run.
Would you rather live under Sharia law, Jim Crow law? Oh, would you rather live under Sharia law or Jim Crow law?
Neither.
Or laws. I'm sorry?
Neither.
But
neither, I'd move.
If you had to make a choice.
I'd move.
But you got to live under one of them.
I'd find a place that neither.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
I'm sorry?
Round.
Who ruled the world? The Jews or the Freemasons?
Those who rule the world are those that are elected to rule the country. And that depends on each country. Or in a dictatorship, those who control the country.
Should we give the blacks reparations?
I don't believe at this stage we're so far past reparation periods that we should be talking about that.
So should we give them reparation because they still want it?
I've said time and time again that that's those that were harmed, that's history, that's centuries, that's years, that's so long ago that you would never really be given reparations. You'd be giving it to grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So the answer is no.
Does a chicken have lips?
Not that I think of.
True or false?
There's some mutilated chicken out there that could.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
I don't know. That's a good question because, you know, babies are crying and I'm not sure they're lying.
How about when she's crying?
Too broad of a statement. I'd say false.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Not to her face.
You said not to her face?
Right.
True or false, sending your kids to a public school is child abuse.
Some public schools are okay, others aren't. I believe in free choice and I believe in the opportunity. So I can't say it's child abuse. It could be if you send them to a school that is not prepared to teach them properly.
Would you ever obey a woman?
I already told you that. Absolutely. If my boss or supervisor was
a woman, how about your wife?
Would
you ever obey your wife?
Well, of course. I told you there are times when you obey your wife as well.
Amazing. Beta. Well, beta. Did you have fun?
I did have fun. Went through a lot of crazy questions, but that's okay.
Amazing. I really appreciate you taking on the hot seat. Tell the folks how they can get to whatever information you want to put out there, you want to promote.
I appreciate that. People can find me at jimrenacci.com, JIMRENACCI.com. And I appreciate the time with you today.
Well, I really appreciate having you on. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Check out my Punchy's Coffee. I do cameos for you, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-out, whatever, encouragement shout-out. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I will do the shout-out for you. If there are other guests you would love to see on The Fall Estate, contact my producer@thefallestate.tv. producer@thefallestate.tv. And don't forget my good coffee. It's so good. Punchy's Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, do all those amazing things. Thank you all for tuning in. And Jim, I totally enjoyed talking to you. Thank you. We'll have you back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time with you.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.